Hello, my name is Jeff Krause. My project, Glacier Transport Pathways in Northeast Wisconsin. During the Ice Age, glaciers carried sediments and deposited them within the state of Wisconsin to create its landscape. These sediments provide clues to the source and specific ice flow patterns. The purpose of this project is to determine glacial flow paths using mineral assemblages, for I collected samples containing sandy to gravelly sediment from glacial meltwater deposits. The samples I collected were from two different locations within Northeast Wisconsin, one near Archibald Lake in Lakewood, Wisconsin, and the other from a sand pit near Larson, Wisconsin. From these samples, I separated the grains into fraction sizes and used the smallest fraction size, silt to sand, to have microscope slides made for a petrographic microscope, and also I powdered that same type of sediment for X-ray diffraction. These two ways are used for identifying minerals within these sediments. Both of these analysis type processes are taught here at the University of Oshkosh in the Geology Department, also taught by Dr. Hyatt, who is assisting me with this project right now. Once I have all the data compiled, I'm going to compare them to maps of the upper Midwest and Canada, where the glaciers originated from. This is going to show the original rock sources for these mineral assemblages that I have found. Even though there have been previous studies done that show a large amount of this glacial sediments in Wisconsin are sourced from the upper Midwest and Canada, but it is also surprising to find much of the sediment does come closer to home, including Door County and just northeastern Wisconsin here locally. With knowing specific pathways of the glacial ice flow and associated sediment transportation, it is useful for considering in the economic impact of the area and the land around. For we can use the sand and the gravel-rich sediments in many different applications, such as road building, agriculture, and even construction for regular buildings.